On Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell lost a vote to overhaul the confirmation process for federal court nominees. At the moment, 30 hours of debate time are required before a nominee can be confirmed. The rule change would have lowered that to just 2 hours. That would allow the Republican-led Senate to push through more of President Trump's judicial nominees. But even though McConnell's confirmation overhaul failed this week, Senate Republicans could still use the infamous nuclear option to push the measure through without 60 votes. Lawrence Hurley is a Supreme Court reporter for Reuters, and he's here to walk us through the Senate's rule change. Lawrence, thanks for being with us.
No problem.
Why is decreasing the amount of debate time important for Republicans? I mean, is this part of the broader strategy to stack the courts?
Yeah, I think for Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, his big priority is to get judges confirmed across the board, whether it be appeals courts, district courts, and of course the Supreme Court. And this is just another effort to try and get more of those judges through as quickly as possible, perhaps with an eye on the 2020 election and the concern that President Trump might not win re-election or that the Republicans might not keep control of the Senate.
Now, this essentially would change the amount of time that actual debate would be required before a nominee could be confirmed. Can you tell us the difference between what it is today and what McConnell is proposing?
Well, under the current Senate rules, there's a 30-hour period for debate after a motion for cloture, as they call it, is made. And so that would be cut down to 2 hours. I think in practice, a lot of the time in history, those 30 hours are not actually debated. It's not like there's a bunch of senators on the floor debating the merits of a particular nominee. It's more of a procedural thing. And so this just means that it kind of opens up the Senate floor to be pushed through more nominees, maybe get them through quicker, get more of them through, and try to fill all these vacancies. There's currently 130 district court vacancies, and there's actually only 56 nominations pending. So part of this issue is the president not nominating people.
I'm a little dismayed to think about what you just said, that these folks are not using the entire 30 hours to perform these debates. But wouldn't that feels like a massive shift, though, Lawrence? I mean, how would this change the number of judges going through the system?
Well, a lot of it's to do with, you know, the White House actually nominating judges. And district court judges are a little different to the appeals court judges that we've heard a lot about recently, because Trump has had a record number of appeals court judges confirmed in his first 2 years. And, you know, appeals court judges are very influential. They can really shape the law. And they're also more kind of political appointees in some ways. But district court nominees are usually less controversial. They're usually, even from states with Democratic senators, those senators will have a say in who gets nominated. And I think a lot of the time these debate rules are sort of waived, you know, just to get judges through, you know, with bipartisan support. And so part of the complaint here from the Republicans, I guess, is that they just think that Democrats are needlessly obstructing non-controversial nominees as opposed to the ones who they really care about.
The measure failed in the Senate yesterday, but there's still a chance that it could get pushed through. How is that?
Yeah, so there was a procedural vote yesterday, which the Republicans lost, but now they can try and push through a straight sort of up or down vote, similar to what they did with the Supreme Court confirmation process, where they changed the rules to allow Neil Gorsuch to be confirmed.
You've been covering the courts for 15 years, Lawrence, and there are some people who call the number of vacancies a, quote, judicial emergency. Tell us more about that.
Well, it sort of varies different parts of the country, but there are some areas in the country where there have been vacancies for quite a long time. Some of those vacancies have not been filled basically because the Republicans refused to move forward with some of President Obama's nominees before he left office. And for the judiciary, obviously, all they care about is having these judgeships filled. They don't really care who fills them, especially at the district court level. So, you know, in some parts of the country, there are concerns about cases being heard. And, you know, that can really hold up the whole process.
We've been speaking with Lawrence Hurley, who reports on the federal court system for Reuters. Lawrence, thank you.
No worries. Thanks.